Charles Scruggs had a long and varied career. He arrived in Memphis in 1972 to take a job as general manager at WDIA. Scruggs was also one of the founders of the National Civil Rights Museum and the museum's first president.
Let's say it again. Sing along now!
But he's probably best known for his work hosting a children's show on WKNO Channel 10.
Let's say it again.
Scruggs first appeared on WKNO in 1993. At the time, his show was called Number 10, Friends Circle.
We brainstormed and came up with an idea that we would create an imaginary neighborhood called Number 10, Friends Circle. 10 because of our Channel 10.
That's president of WKNO Channel 10, Michael Labonia. Labonia says early response to the program, gathered through viewer surveys, was overwhelmingly positive.
What we discovered, the research was, and this program dealt with everything with values, conflict resolutions, a lot of the things that children struggle with, particularly those that are in areas, underprivileged areas. And the results of the research were phenomenal, that we learned that in many children's lives, this was the only neighborhood they really had. Even though it was an imaginary neighborhood, it was the only neighborhood for them. And they were learning so much from this.
The show became a weekday series and took the name Hello, Mr. Chuck. Scruggs came to children's television late in life, but Labonia says he was a natural.
There's water over here and water over there. There's water on the ground and water in the air. When you think of all the places that have water to compare, that's just water, 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 water everywhere.
When Fred Rogers, the host of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, visited Memphis in 1997, he told Labonia that he really had something remarkable in Mr. Chuck. Labonia says Hello, Mr. Chuck worked because of Scruggs' personality and how much he cared about children.
The thing about Chuck, there was something magical about him. There really was. I mean, you know, Chuck was never out of character because Chuck was never in character. I mean, he was that what you saw, that was him, and it was always that way.
To many children in the Mid-South, Mr. Chuck was more famous than their leaders. When Nelson Mandela came to town to receive a Freedom Award from the National Civil Rights Museum, he gave a speech to a group of school-aged children. Afterwards, the children were invited to come up and meet the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize.
And many of the children ran to Mr. Chuck, who happened to be in the auditorium, not as part of the service or ceremony, but just happened to be there. And so he had to scoot them back over and say, you need to go see President Mandela.
Hello, Mr. Chuck won a regional Emmy, and Scruggs became one of the most recognizable faces on WKNO.
There's so many good memories and so many good recollections, and a great part of our success, the compliments that we heard and how our station was recognized because of him. We owe him a great debt. We will really miss him.
Scruggs died this morning. He was 80 years old. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.